one or two things that you would recommend in order to create that environment of psychological safety?
Well, the first thing is to know that however this happened, there is a small portion of the population that are truly creative. So the first skill set is to find and isolate creative people. The second thing is to remember creative people need to travel. They need to be in diverse places.
Stimulation
to that particular brain skill they have that is making distant associations that most people don't. So, you know, the butterfly wing in Mexico moving the climate eventually. That's what creative people understand. And then you have to give them a supervisor who has the managing people differently. We also need to know some interesting things about creativity in the brain. That is the aha phenomenon. All of us have had that, and that means that we solved a problem or we created something special. It turns out in brain scans that the brain goes through the aha experience before you're aware of the aha experience. That the brain has a motivation to be creative and to solve problems. And it knows, the brain knows it's gotten something before you're aware. So you actually have the second aha. The first aha is the brain says, I think I've solved this problem. The other thing is we all know this, but you solve problems when you're sleeping. And it means that the brain doesn't shut down when the somatic sleep occurs and the brain's problem solving stuff keeps going. It might even have a dream where it lays out the characteristics and the problem, and it actually solves it through dreaming. And what we know in creativity is that you should never have a meeting where you have 2 hours and you need to have something creative come out of the group. The data says you should talk about the issue, talk about possible solutions for an hour, and then you need to go walk around the building or play ping pong or go eat a hamburger, because during that time, your brain with less bias than your awareness has will work on that problem. And then you come back and say, okay, what does your brain think?
It's remarkable. I've said this before and I'll say it again. I don't think I've ever had a good idea sitting in my office.
Yep.
A good creative idea.
Yep.
All of that stuff happens when I'm driving, in the shower, waking up first thing in the morning, and having had dreamed about it.